Yeah, I mean, what's there to talk about in wrestling? How Collision is now 2 hours of Rampage?
No, that's such a good point, though. I mean, I can't remember the card, but I remember looking, and I'm just like,
oh, you can't? Oh,
it's just...
I wonder why. That's crazy. It's crazy it's you just... can't remember. I just watched Collision. I don't remember what happened.
Keith Lee was there, spoiling 1,000 episodes of One Piece for everyone.
Yeah, just being like, oh, look at Luffy. Ugh, whatever. Fuck you, Keith Lee.
I gotta get the fucking bleep button out again.
Bro did more in like 8 seconds than the entire One Piece film red movie that showed first. Crazy. He's like, everyone's seen it now. I have to be the first to show it. He's like, I have to beat Ricochet. That's his competition. That's who Keith Lee has feuded with the hardest in the last 2 years since joining AEW. It's him versus Ricochet in a lame anime drip contest. That's the only two successful feuds these two have had.
There he is right there. Elias with a guitar to the shoulder of Jordan.
What do you got
to
say now, Corey?
About what? Elias just got himself disqualified.
I mean, you didn't say anything about Jason Jordan outside running all around using illegal tactics. You didn't say anything.
Welcome back to the Illegal Tactics Podcast. What's up, Kev? How you doing? How's your week?
Dude, it's a week filled with too much wrestling and so much One Piece live action. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful world when One Piece has taken over 84 countries.
I know. Someone say not enough One Piece for the first time ever. But it's so good, dude. I just finished the season. I know you're not done yet, so I'm not going to talk about any episodes you haven't seen yet. But yeah, what are your thoughts on these, you know, last four episodes that we watched since last week?
Yeah, dude, it's been great. Like, they really nailed the Sanji Zeff storyline. Like, it's just so fun to see. It was so emotional. Got fucking Zeff eating his leg. I mean, you know, Sanji was still a little fat after not eating for 70 days. They could have made that kid a little more emaciated, but what can you do, you know? Besides that, I mean, everything's been fucking awesome, dude. Give Buggy and Emmy now, you know? I fucking love it.
Dude, you're talking about fucking... Yeah, you're talking about Buggy. I'm talking about Kuro, dude. That dude's fucking... He put his all into that gimmick. And that's also the perfect part that also kind of translates to pro wrestling and, like, One Piece. It's just, like, if you have a gimmick and you go all in and you know sell and you know what your character is, the cream rises to the top, you know?
Talk about Orange Cassidy main eventing all in thanks to that shit, or all out, whatever it was, you know. Can't keep up with all these alls happening these days.
Hey man, he's no Captain Kuro, dude. That dude fucking ate. His acting was so good. It was awesome.
Come on, Buggy was better, but I love how in this storyline the girl Kaya, she just has Munchausen. She's been made sick for the last 3 years. Dude, that's so funny.
Dude, it's so funny. Cloud Door, my tea's too hot. I'll fucking kill you. It's so good.
He's like, you stupid bitch.
And, you know, you said that Ginger cried episode, what, six or something?
Episode five, yeah.
You know, it may be. I also, when you sent me that panel of how it happened with Sanji in the manga and in the anime, he didn't do the fucking, there was no thank you, master, when he's like down and shit. You know?
Yeah, no, it was a different scene. It wasn't that one. It was the Luffy, Nami, Zoro talk on leadership, and then like Zoro getting his ass destroyed by Mihawk and then dying, and then him swearing like his loyalty to Luffy. That's what got him. He was like, no matter what, like, you're my leader. Like, I will follow you no matter what. Because it's the type of leader that he needs. Like, Nami's coming at him like, you know, you're the leader. You need to make the decisions for the best, like, interest of the crew. You need to stop Zoro from doing this. And he's like, nah, like, that's his dream. I can't get in this man's way. You know, you stop people from finding their dreams, then what's the fucking point? And Zoro's like, no, you let me do it. I almost died, but I didn't because I'm that fucking guy. And now... I will follow you to the ends of the earth. I will fight anybody and anything for you because you fucking get me. Me and you, we are them. We understand each other, and that's that shit right there. You know? Same thing with Sanji with the all blue. Oh, it's the fucking best, man.
Dreams, dude. Dreams never die.
It's Dreams a beautiful never die. Thing.
No, I really love that Zorro actor. I really love that scene where he said he's never going to lose again. I thought, again, whatever parallels they did to the anime, I feel like did really good acting-wise.
And also, you think CM Punk's favorite actor is Kobe's actor?
No. Hell no.
Why?
Too much of a nerd.
Well, trans representation, brother. You know?
Fair enough, fair enough. But, dude, I mean, the only time I cried was probably Usopp's backstory, dude. Dude, he just wanted to hang out with his dad. That's all.
I know. It's so funny that Luffy's hung out with his dad more than he has.
Yeah, that line was so good.
He's like, oh, you know Usopp? He's like, I just know his name.
Oh, my God, dude, yeah. But, yeah, you know, anime and wrestling, so many parallels. Storytelling, good versus evil. You don't need too much then. And a good brawl, wrap it up in a bow, you know? Oh, my God, dude. I wish I had this on video. I asked Greg. For those who don't know, Greg, the, Hefe. You know, the biggest name drop ever, Devour Power, the most liked original food content page in the universe, 1 million on Instagram, 1 million on TikTok, and soon to be 1 million on YouTube. Yeah.
It's Greg's bounty.
I wish I had the reaction. I asked him if he had watched One Piece, you know, and he's just the look on his face and just being like, One Piece, what's that? I'm like, ugh, if you just get hooked, I would love that. He's just like all about pirates and stuff. Just like next week,
dude,
it'd be awesome.
I recommended it to my parents. Tell him to watch it. It's live action.
I did.
I told him. Get him into it, man.
He does a collab.
He gets fucking the cast of One Piece eating. I will fly to New York to hang out with the live action cast. Do not let him do that without me. I will fly there immediately.
Yeah, man.
I'll spend hundreds of dollars to come meet the cast if Greg can do a collab with them, okay?
For sure. But, you know, a wise man once said, we love One Piece. One Piece is great. Is there...
One Piece is great.
A spoiler-free reason this week why our fans should watch One Piece on Netflix, read the manga, or watch the anime?
It is the greatest story ever told, bar none. To the point that they named the author, like, a genius. One of, like, the top geniuses of the last 20 years. Come on, people. This guy's getting honorary genius awards.
Yes, absolutely. Dave Meltzer said that Oda is the actual book
Not
of the
Dave
year.
Not Dave Meltzer. Nobody is going to be like, oh, Dave Meltzer said it. Come on. This isn't Kenny Omega. He's not listening to the show.
Speaking about Kenny Omega, let's talk about some wrestling, finally. AEW this week. You know, this is the first full week without CM Punk. But before
we
talk
got
about...
2 hours of Dynamite and 3 hours of Rampage.
Well said. You know, Collision is just the new Rampage, what Wise Man once said. But before we do talk about AEW, you know, just want to get your fantasy book in here. Does CM Punk show up at Survivor Series in Chicago? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And follow-up question. Who do you want to see him feud
Seth.
With? Seth would be great. I love the clip of Seth saying, you know,
because
Phil, baby.
Yes,
yeah. Stay out of here, you cancer. It's so funny. Anybody else that you want to see him fucking do some
LA
stories
Knight,
with?
Because LA Knight is beefing with everybody. If somebody looks at LA Knight, they just say something mean to him, and he's beefing with everybody in earshot. If you can hear, yeah, you're either saying it back or beefing with LA Knight on SmackDown. It is fucking crazy.
It's a good line. I'm going to mark that clip down. And I mean, obviously, number one for me has got to be Roman. You got to tell a story.
You got to tell the story.
With CM Punk making him look strong.
The podcast, yeah.
That's fucking it.
You think I need you to make me look strong? Just fucking pieing his face? Face pieing him? I can't remember what it's called.
Thought you were doing the Gomu Gomu no Gatling at the fucking camera.
Oh my god,
you know?
I need that. I haven't seen a Gomu Gomu no Gatling yet. Last thing Luffy did that was like super hardcore was the bell to fucking Kuro. Shit was hard. Speaking of, can you believe they didn't have the Don Krieg fight? Just, no Gien? Gien comes to eat. Don Krieg just gets one shot by Mihawk. They just cut the whole thing out. No Pearl Man?
the internal pop I had when I saw Black Geen, and
I didn't have,
you know, I'm just looking around to see if Sandra, like, Sandra doesn't know what the fuck this means. You know, this is very, very niche, you know, pop right here, I feel like, for this man.
My goat, Geen.
But, you know, speaking of niche pops, let's talk about some AEW. What is some of the memorable things off the top of your head of this week of AEW wrestling?
Swerve and Hangman gotta be the most memorable thing. Swerve finally said to Hangman what he needed to hear, and then Hangman had the most lame pussy reaction I've ever seen. I was like, wow, he's so not a cowboy. Every time that I think that Hangman could be cool, he proves to me that he's not a cowboy. You know what I mean?
I mean, what I want to ask you is, what hurts more to you if Swerve said you have no merch sales or you're just fat? You know, like, he was coming at this guy from all angles, dude. I was like, dude, this is fucked up.
Imagine somebody comes at you from all angles. You're a cowboy. Do you A, punch, and they say, I want to fight you in a match, and I'm going to take your spot. Do you A, punch him in the face, B, accept their challenge, or C, say, well, you go talk to the boss about having that match. I'm leaving.
I think the answer is D, get attacked by Brian Cage afterwards, you know? So, but no, I like this feud. I really like this between the two of them. It sucks. Hangman definitely has been getting buried, and yeah, Swerve's promo.
He deserves it. He brings it upon himself. That reaction was the least cowboy should have ever seen. This man needs to be strapped in a chair and forced to watch cowboy movies because he's forgotten what it is.
Yeah, man. Dude, a heel Swerve making Hangman drink again. It's pretty good feud. Pretty good feud. Shout out to Prince Nana, dude. I love Prince Nana. He's so good.
I know. I really like that, but also I could just, like, I would take Swerve alone, you know? Also, this man is going to be the first Black World Champion of AEW, and he should be. Man, he's so fucking good. He looks cool every week. His promo skills are top notch. They're only going to get better, and he's a god in the ring. And he tells a story when he does it. That's the cool thing. He's doing it all, man, and he's so fucking cool and charismatic, and he beefed up. He's like real heavyweight looking now, you know? Ugh, so fucking sick.
Speaking about beefed up heavyweight, you want to talk about Samoa Joe and MJF
going toe to toe? Dude, Grand thoughts? Slam's going to be worth going to now. You know, you're going to get Adam Cole and Roddy. You're not going to have to worry about Roddy versus MJF, and you're going to get Samoa Joe versus MJF in like the coolest mic battle ever.
I am not, as of this moment, attending AEW Grand Slam. I went for the first two. I was kind of good last year, and I've developed this new way of watching wrestling where I just skip to the finish. And, you know, you can't do that at a live AEW show, especially, you know, I'm going to be having to sit there and watch these fucking jabroni jobber just doing these things. But I will say, if they can kind of knock it out of the park to the point, I believe that they can. If they can do it this week of Dynamite, I can buy a ticket. But this promo between the two of them, dude, it's, again, easy peasy pro wrestling, man. Like, I want to see MJF versus Samoa Joe after, you know, that whatever it was at All Out and over here. And it's like, I mean, they bring up the NXT stuff, which is always, it feels like MJF's his go-to with these former WWE guys. He's always got to talk about the Fed, which 2024 is right around the corner. And, yeah, I totally agree that, you know, after Rampage, we have, what's it called? Joe versus Roddy, and I can't stop thinking that it's going to be Roddy versus Adam Cole, like you said, and Samoa Joe versus MJF. It's going to be good stuff. Good stuff.
Do you think that MJF actually goes to WWE? Do you think there's any chance that this bidding war happens? Do you think that he's already signed, like, some sort of extension, or that he just is so dead set on staying with AEW? Like, what do you think the plans are for that? He keeps talking about it. Do you think this guy's going to be in AEW for a while? Do you think he's going to make the jump? Go be with his buddy, the Cody Roadster?
I mean,
CM Punk. You want to see CM Punk versus Cody Rhodes? Answer this question first, you know?
CM Punk versus Cody Rhodes, I feel like, will be a marquee match only because of Cody Rhodes. Because CM Punk, it's left such a bad taste in my mouth, where it's like, this guy was His stock was so high when he came back, plummeted after, and then was high again because I was like, he's back. We're going to do business. All that shit in the past was a work. And again, it still could be. Who knows? Probably not. But yeah, man, it's like, I think I would like to see Cody Rhodes versus CM Punk just to see Cody Rhodes win. and what was the other question you asked me again?
If MJF, if you think MJF is going to join the Fed, you think he's going to go up north?
2024
up north.
I don't think in 2024. I think that is just a bargaining chip for AEW and just something he's going to roll with. I think he still has a lot to really like develop in his character. He's already developed so much. I feel like he can do that so much better in AEW, where he does have the freedom to be himself and kind of do his own thing and kind of get over that way. And then more people will love him and respect him. And then, you know, like I said, when Max is still young, whenever he's so established that it doesn't matter where he goes, he can show up in the Fed and it'll be great.
Has Max had any like great feuds as world champion?
Well, there was Brian, which was, I mean, dude, let's talk. I mean, before I even answer the rest of this question, it's just like Brian's career has been like such a, it's been up and down. He's heel, babyface. Somebody, I think it was Kaz, who said he's like the Big Show, dude. It's like,
yeah,
it makes you not care because of the inconsistency. So there was Brian. There was the Pillars.
I have something to say about that, but continue.
No, that's it. No, the answer is no. He has not had a good feud since then.
He has not had a great feud. He's had good feuds. This is the only one that's on its way to being great with Adam Cole after all the shit we've talked about Adam Cole. With Brian, what I will say is that him and Moxley, for better or for worse, are their break glass in case of emergency people. You know, these are stars, legit stars that move the needle, that get people going crazy, that people like to see every week, that put on good fucking matches, you know? So, like, yeah, we can criticize Bryan Danielson's less than consistent character in terms of heel and babyface, but also Bryan Danielson has had to work with a more tumultuous company in AEW because of Tony Khan. That's all I want to say is that, like, he's just filling a niche. He's just like, fuck, like, now I have to be a heel, now I have to be a babyface because some people, CM Punk and the Elite, have been fucking up the backstage like crazy, and he's just like, okay, you know, there's a vacuum left, and the only one that can just come in and be like, you know what, I want that fucking match, and he does it all the fucking time, and it works because it's just like, you know, you're like, oh, there's no story here. But then you're like, well, now I get to see fucking Bryan Danielson versus Okada. Now I get to see Bryan Danielson versus Ricky Starks. And you're like, this is fucking awesome. This fucking gets me excited. And if I'm not excited in the first minute, I'm excited by minute 5, you know?
No, yeah, well said. I mean, let me take my Triple H hat off for a second, because, again, that's such a great point where it's like Bryan doesn't need to necessarily have amazing feuds when these matches are that good. Because in 10 years' time, we're not going to remember the fucking Dynamite Collision build. We're going to remember the pay-per-views. We're going to remember all the big matches. And those are the matches that we're going to watch. So, yes, in the end, I'm literally nitpicking bringing like a 9.5, 10 out of 10 match to an 11 with a good story. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Look, I'm always here to be like, look, this needs a better story. This needs a better story. Brian does get a pass because he's that much better than everybody else. Kenny Omega can also get a pass, but sometimes he just has too many trios matches. So if he was having more singles matches, he would get way more of a pass too. You know, if he's like, oh, there's no storyline, but I'm having a match with Okada, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's fine. You don't have to have a story. I'm here. I'm watching.
It's a good time as any to talk about Bryan Danielson's promo. You know, he said some Odysseus quotes, and then was talking.
Yeah, I was like, wow, Bryan Danielson has read 10 poems and 8 books in his life, but that's 10 more poems and 8 more books than any AEW fan, so.
Exactly. You'd never know. But, you know, he basically said he's got 1 year left on his contract. When his daughter turns 7, for whatever reason, he's done. He's out of here. So that just, number one, leads you to believe that he is going to be finishing his career over here at AEW. He's not going to go back for another run, allegedly, and we're just going to see all the matches, all the dream matches that we've always wanted to see peak Bryan Danielson wrestle in the prime of his career over the next year. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And it's one of those things where it's like, you don't want to overstay your welcome over here. You don't want to be like Jericho and just fucking 4 years go by and you're just, you know, floating in and out, like not really doing any, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, yeah, you know, you want to,
he'll be back.
You think so?
Maybe not right away, but he'll be back. Come on. He'll be back. You think Bryan Danielson's going to be done wrestling?
I mean, he's 42 right now.
Mm-hmm.
With a spongy neck. A spongy freaking neck.
Come on.
I mean, I would...
What's the last bad thing that's happened to him? A fake seizure?
Yeah, he broke his arm in a pro wrestling match that he, come you know...
Come on, he's fine. What murder? He's fine.
That's what I'm saying. We'll see what's left of Bryan Danielson a year from now when his contract runs up, you know? Like, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Like, will he... Like, if he wants to go balls to the wall, fucking all in by the time... And for him to have
all
his
in?
Final match at All In, dude, Wembley, come on. Retirement match versus who? That's what I want to know. At Wembley Stadium next year,
Ospreay.
Who's... No. Retirement match forever? No.
Who?
Nigel.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Against some nobody?
Yeah.
That nobody fucking gives a shit about? No.
Demi's on it.
No.
Demi's on it.
No, yeah. You're going to win this. This is some stupid Mark shit.
That's what I'm saying. No.
Fine, Demi's.
Ospreay
versus Nigel.
This? No. Bryan versus Nigel. Last match.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll choose Ospreay. I'll choose not Nigel. How about if you're that confident on Nigel?
No, I think so. And it's like, dude,
just do it.
All In this year was a fucking glorified house show. Let's be honest. You know, we're just getting these people packed into this fucking arena. And if you have the headline, Bryan Danielson's last match, doesn't matter who his opponent is, there's going to be 100,000 people there anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, he's got a spongy neck. And there's going to be 100,000 marks in the crowd. They're
going to
eat
going
that
to
shit eight, up.
He's going back to WWE right after this fucking thing ends.
He might.
Yeah, but he's like, his last match. I promised I would end my. I promised my daughter I would stop wrestling when she was 7 at this dog shit company, and then I would, you know, I'd be done. That's what he was saying, you know, that he would go get a real boss,
exactly, make some real money, you know, get the fucking bag, dude. He's a carny at heart, and
his daughter's like, Dad, I miss when we had a nice car, and why can't we have an ingrown pool like our neighbors? Birdie is just super vapid.
I would fucking love that, dude. But, you know, yeah. I mean, if I have to take another Demi's bet, I'm going to bet the only time Bryan will be back in WWE is to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's going to wrestle another match there. You could hear it in my voice at the very end. I'm like, no, it's coming out of my
mouth. Who are we talking about? It's Bryan Danielson. This guy's addicted to wrestling. This is a man who wants to die in the ring like Randy the fucking Ram. And you're like, oh, yeah, he's just going to be done because he said it in one AEW promo on a random throwaway Dynamite. That was mid.
Dude, he might die at the end of this career. If he fucking goes out at Wembley Stadium against one of his all-time favorite rivals and the Ring of Honor markiest mark of marks, you know, Nigel McGuinness, they're going to fucking redo that bloody... Ram spot that he talked about in his book when they were just fucking bashing each other's heads in. And then
he's done.
But anyway, I can't wait to see fucking Wrestle Dream. I think it's the first match that was announced, him versus Zack Sabre Jr.
Very cool.
Excited to see what else fills out that card. But I also do like that, you know, he's now the new guy on Rampage. It's fucking, it's Bryan and it's Bullet Club Gold. And I'm totally fine with that. And you finally get Jon Moxley after like 7-8 months, maybe even longer, of just looking so strong against everybody. You get fucking Big Bill in there with him, and Mox starts selling. I've never seen this man go down so fast in my life. It's insanity. Dude, this guy's fucking... It's Big Bill.
Mox What's only it? Sells for WWE guys.
Apparently so. Like, their power levels are actually higher, you know?
Mox is like, oh, this guy's been trained by... He was trained in the Performance Center. I gotta sell.
Yeah, exactly. He wants that fucking check to clear one day, you know, for him to come back. But I love that, that, you know, aside from all of that, I love that Mox is selling because it actually makes me care. It makes me want to believe more. And it kind of makes it cool that now, I guess, the BCC are baby faces again, you know? It's very hard to tell. It's hard to keep up.
No, because Claudio is being a fucking dick to Eddie Kingston.
We finally get the promo on AEW canon. They've been talking about it for ever since that Claudio showed up. They always alluded to it, but they finally addressed it on camera, and it was because he didn't do business with him. And now in Queens, in front of his family, we're going to have a double championship match. You know, if you know, this could be a stack card if I did go to that.
This could be really cool. It'll be really cool for like Eddie Kingston to finally be a world champion, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
always says the pinnacle of wrestling is the ROH world champion in a defunct company. But hey, you know, it's something.
World champion.
And he might get a real world champion one day still too, you know?
For sure.
Claudio won't. But Eddie might. Eddie got that it factor. And this is cool. This is two people that they might have had. I don't know if they ever did have beef ever. But it's nice to see them tell a story about having beef and do business about it. You know, I doubt that they ever had beef. I feel like Claudio gets along with everybody.
I know, right? CM Punk could never just fucking do his job.
I know, man. Just do some fucking business. Oh, God. They all look so bad after this. Nick Jackson or Matt Jackson doing a victory lap around Collision. Me when I'm, what, 17 winning an argument? Jesus Christ, dude. You're like 40. You have kids. You're like 40. You're doing a victory lap for winning? Oh, my God. Ha ha, we win. We got rid of the bad guy. Fuck, dude. Jesus.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Cringe.
If I
was your kid, I'd be like, ugh. I'd be like, no, don't pick me up down the block.
And that's like the biggest thing. I mean, again, maybe this is me with just WWE pilled. And I'm just like, I want larger than life superhero stars. And I feel like whatever, you know, high school backstage politics they always seem to play in AEW. You know, I try to not even pay attention to any of that stuff, but it's so hard when that's like the only thing that's going on that's over there. But we can move on from this again. Speaking of things that are going on in AEW, we got the return of Jade Cargill. What are your thoughts?
Bitch is jacked.
That's so jacked. Heat.
She's so fucking jacked. I thought she was done. I thought that's why she hasn't been around, is that she's like, I'm done wrestling. I'm done with AEW. And then she was letting her contract run out, and then she was leaving. She was going to go to WWE. She'd do really well in WWE, but I'm glad. I mean, you know, AEW made her, trained her. Brian trained her. So it's cool that she's back. Happy for her. Maybe she can go get the world championship. Yeah. I like the way she came back and just fucking beat the shit out of Chris Statlander. But what, she's going to stay on this? The same thing. I don't know. She should go to WWE.
She should go to WWE, but it's the same thing with MJF. Like, I feel like she's so green still, and I feel like this is still her chance to figure out what she wants to be. Because, like, she's obviously a superstar. You obviously can see Jade Cargill on the fucking marquee of a WrestleMania. Every mark who's worth her salt knows
that.
Yeah.
Dude. She could main event, but like, come on, dude, like fucking 6 months in the performance center and then don't even put her on NXT, you know, don't sully her with NXT, just in the performance center and then throw her right on to TV.
Oh, dude, the pop I would give Jade Cargill's music to fucking at the Rumble. Crazy.
Yeah.
And dude. Winning it. Crazy.
Oh, believable. My God. Believable. Believable. She doesn't have to win Mania. But she could. It wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't hurt her to win for a little bit, to just come in and dethrone any of them. Becky, Charlotte, Bianca, Io, does not matter. Rhea.
I know.
Oh,
I'm fantasy booking all
Jade,
of them.
Jade,
you
know? Rhea. Oh, my
God. That's what I'm
God.
Saying. Like, it's been a while since she's been in the ring, and God knows that she was, you know, great at best. You know, we want to go for fucking... So she's still got a little bit more training to do with these people, you know, like she can do some more stuff here.
Ambitious. She wants to be like, you know, the queen. She wants to conquer it all. People like Britt Baker are satisfied with being like a Don Krieg, you know, she wants to be the strongest in the East Blue. But But people like Jade Cargill, they gotta go out there and conquer the world. They gotta search for the One Piece. Dude, see what else is out there.
I can't believe like Britt Baker has just went from Jamie Hayter 6 months ago to that's it. She's just been a floating around the East Blue, you know? It's crazy. All right, what else happened on AEW this week? There was some Christian stuff and Luchasaurus from...
They're just really funny. Christian's just very funny. He's like the funniest guy in AEW. The way they ganked Darby, you know?
This was also the... Yeah, when the way they fucking jumped him at Rampage was... I mean, not Rampage... Collision.
Rampage part 2 and 3 on Collision. Nobody there to steer the show. So they're just like, we just throw a bunch of matches on and then, you know, maybe there will be one promo, whatever.
But this was also the one where, you know, Christian is just so good at making fun of dead dads. It's so funny when he just dumped on his dead dad again. When he was like, what do you say about it? He's like, oh, he said he was a wrestler and he was worse than I thought he was. You know, like I went to go watch some more tape.
Yeah, that was on Dynamite. That was so good. He's the best, man. He's such a good heel. He's like in his shit right now. Like, it's a bummer to imagine that Adam Copeland is going to come and step on Christian's dick. You know, they're going to try to buddy him up. I hope they keep him away from each other.
Yeah, I hope so too. But
if they try to like pair him together or something, it's just not going to be good.
So,
but that's what he does, you know. He's just like a carny vampire who sucks the life out of people that are doing better near him.
Ah, perfect transition to speaking of carny vampires. Who do you think Takeshita's opponent's going to be next week? You know, Don Callis had the painting. We weren't going to reveal it this week. We're teasing it until next week. Who do you think it's going to be?
Oh, it's not going to be. He's done with Kenny Omega.
Maybe, allegedly, he just said, you know, new opponent next week.
Oh, I don't know who. How do you go up from Kenny Omega?
Kota Ibushi. So it's like you're kind of still continuing the Kenny Omega.
Wrestle Dream.
I'm booking this shit right now. Wrestle Dream. Takeshita versus Kota. It's happening.
Yeah.
It's already done and deal.
What you have to do is you have to tie Kenny up outside. You have to chain him up outside and make him watch.
Facts.
Takeshita beats Kota and then kisses him at the end.
Okay, wait. you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
That should happen.
Yeah, dude. Not fuck him in the middle of the ring.
No, I was just thinking,
kiss him.
I was talking about in the
then look at Kenny and Kenny's like, no, Kota. Keep your dirty lips off of him, Takeshita.
And then
Don Callis like massages his shoulders in like a creepy uncle way. Like, dude. No, get off of him.
And you have the ethereal hum ringing throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
The biggest heel
Everyone's
move
like,
in the biz.
Get away from them. Leave their love alone. Yeah, that's what you do.
Hell yeah. Let's fucking tune in next week.
What do you think of FTR having like an open challenge type beat? Sort of John Cena. Open challenge type beat going.
Every match in AEW is basically an open challenge because it's literally just a person versus a jabroni tag team. But with that being said, I love the Iron Savages. I don't know if you remember a couple weeks back, that's the guy who was like, I'm gonna bust. Remember that guy?
Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna eat your ass,
yeah,
ass boys.
That
I'm gonna
guy.
Eat your ass, boys. Yeah.
So I can't wait for that. But, you know, FTR's Their guy is gone, so they're just floundering right now, you know?
These aren't the Iron Savages aren't the wannabe Wyatt family, right?
No, they're the muscle dudes.
Okay. Did you see the wannabe Wyatt family on Collision?
I don't think so. Who'd they wrestle?
They're like these ROH people. They had a whole video package. I've seen them before. They have like long dreads and they wear all white and they're like some like culty boondock people and they're like, everything we do is new. I'm like, everything you do is like 2013 Wyatt family. So I don't know if new is the right phrase for it. You'll see.
I'll have to go back and catch that. But
they're coming. So don't worry about it.
Anything else from AEW you wanna hop over to the Fed up north?
Yeah, I can't even remember anything. Let's get to the Fed. LA Knight was fucking killing it this week.
What was, oh yeah, his, you know, I don't know if this is a hot take, but LA Knight stock's kind of going, it's slightly down, I feel like, you know?
It's just an incorrect take. He's feuding with Roman. He's feuding with The Miz. He's feuding with John Cena. He's feuding with Grayson Waller. He's feuding with Austin Theory. Go ahead. You want to start a feud with him too?
No, you're right. You're right.
You want to start a feud with him? Do it. They'll have everybody saying L.A. Knight, yeah.
Oh, dude, I would love to have L.A. Knight opening a sandwich on Five Row Foodie. That'd be crazy.
Dude.
Where it's the hand just pans up to him, you know? That'd be crazy.
And he does it.
Yeah. Dude, so good. No,
whether
you're right.
Or not, it's a flash in the pan. It doesn't matter because he's crushing it right now. He's getting so many acts over. He's having so much fun. And he'll be able to make a living off of Fiverr or whatever just doing his shtick. Cameo. He'll be able to make a cameo living until the day he dies.
Oh my god, that'd be so fucking good. But dude, I would love to buy like Chris a telegram from LA Knight for his birthday or for Christmas. That'd be so funny.
That'd be good.
But no, you're right. I do remember the monster pop he got on SmackDown, so it's definitely not down a little bit. Not even the slightest bit. You're right.
He got like five. Anytime he does his fucking shtick, everybody gets into it. Anytime he leaves him an option to say yeah, the crowd erupts with yeah. It's nutty.
Speaking about monster pops, dude, the Judgment Day, the first time on SmackDown since winning the World Tag Team Champions.
It looked so good, dude. It looked also the Senor Money in the Bank purple briefcase with the silver writing. I think this is new, right? I haven't noticed this before. It looks fucking awesome.
Oh, did you watch Monday Night Raw when JD McDonagh gave that to Damian Priest?
Oh, I did not. I watched Monday Night Raw. That happened? That was like a gift from JD McDonagh?
Yeah, that was like the whole thing where, you know, everybody was thanking each other for all they did and stuff. And then JD comes out, asks basically saying like, hey, I was also there too. You know, I also helped out a little bit. And instead of... You know, they're all trying to cut him off, and then he presents Damian Priest with the new Senor Money in the Bank briefcase. You know, again, great storytelling by for the fucking Judgment Day.
Dude.
Finn Balor knows what he's doing. He's got his boy that he's known since he was 12 years old, a fucking big prime spot in the biggest faction in pro wrestling
right now. If I was the Judgment Day, you know, first of all, Dom is being such a cuck about it. It's being like, whatever you guys want to do, we'll do. Which, obviously, that's his character. That's what he should do. But also, take the guy out for dinner. Say, is it too much to take the guy out for dinner and say thank you? You know? Has he not earned a meal? A succulent meal? You can't take the guy out for some fucking drinks to say thank you for helping us win? Is your ego too big? Take him out for some fucking food. Get to know the guy. You don't have to let him in the Judgment Day. Maybe you'll want to, you know? Take the guy out for some food, you know, in canon. Show it to us. It would be nice.
And I think that's where they're going, dude. Like, do you think JD McDonagh could fit in with the Judgment Day? Do you want to see him with them? And, you know, is that where you think the story's going?
Yeah, you gotta. That's because then when it ends, then it's like a full Faction Destroyer and you blame it on Finn and bringing him in and it's all the extra drama and the extra, it's all because you let him in. It's all your blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know.
You can see it. You know, you're a storyteller yourself, some would say, you know? So some it's a beautiful thing, man. Like, why just split off Finn, you know, 6 weeks ago and just go with JD when you can let him in? And then you can have the video package of him and Damian Priest cheersing, you know, when they're fucking banging rats on the town. And
oh, my goodness.
Cue to the breakup.
Around
where,
San Juan.
Yeah, and then you get fucking JD McDonagh smashing him in the back. It'd be great stuff. It's a great video package.
Imagine that for whatever reason, the briefcase is not filled with the contract. He goes to cash it in and they open it and they're like, there's no contract. They're like, what? Nobody's ever opened the briefcase before. Why are you doing it right now?
Yeah. So
JD McDonagh like took out the contract and he's like, I have the contract. It's like, no, be so funny.
I love it. I can't wait to see what happens with JD because I know that he can wrestle. We just want to see what he fucking can do to entertain us. You know,
also
what
he looks a lot better with the longer hair.
Looks less like Finn. That's why.
Yeah.
You know?
With the short hair, it really accentuates his square Irish head like so much.
Yeah. But anyway, while we're still talking about Judgment Day, I love how much heat Dom gets still to this day. It's the boos are just so much a part of it. It's like an extra member of the Judgment Day. And being on SmackDown now, just leads into this perfect feud. What are your thoughts on the Judgment Day versus the Almighty and the Street Profits?
Dude, I was so hyped because I was like, damn, like, what are they going to do with the Bloodline calling them out? And I was thinking, like, who could feud with them? And then Bobby Lashley and their music hits. I got, oh, that's who I was hoping that. I was like, damn, I wish fucking Big E was here so we could do New Day versus Judgment Day.
Ooh. But,
and then I was like, oh, fucking Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. I need to get tickets for SmackDown because you know in Denver we're going to have Denver's own Bobby Lashley with the Street Profits yeah. and a six-man tag against – against the Judgment Day. Oh, it's gonna be heat. It's gonna be so sick.
Oh, I would rather go see that than fucking Grand Slam. I love the Judgment Day.
I know. I'm waiting.
And I love Bobby Lashley. Tickets,
dude. All these tickets are so expensive, and the fees are so high. It's such bullshit. And there's no box office. They're like, we're keeping the box office closed for your safety and our safety. I'm like, what, for COVID? This is such bullshit. You're gonna stuff 20,000 people into a room, but you're keeping the fucking box office closed? No, you're just lining your pockets, you pieces of shit. I see what you're doing, and I ain't buying it. But I'm just going to see if, like, day of, I'm going to get my work done real early and see if I can get some cheap-ass scalp tickets. You know, when they're like, please, somebody buy it, please.
Is that when you're just going to go to the arena and just see what happens?
No, I mean, you have to buy them online. There is no box office. They just have the box office closed. I'm slowly protesting. I'm commenting on all of the Ball Arena.
I have seen that, actually. I've seen that. Yeah, it just pops up. I'm like, wait, heavy commented. What's going on
over
here?
It's going down. Dude,
it's like a picture of John Cena. I was like, are you have beef with John Cena? But no, it's Ball Arena.
I got beef with Ball Arena. It's going down. Every comment I'm going to start. People were agreeing with me. It's going down now. They started a beef with me. They're going to have to block my ass. Just like CM Punk.
Exactly, yeah. All accounts created by fucking... Oh, it'd be so good. Yeah, we love this fucking Bobby Lashley thing. It's so good, dude. I can't wait to see this feud. What else was on SmackDown? We got fucking Asuka and Io now is the new feud. I can't wait to see that shit, dude. It's going to be so good. That match is going to rule whenever the next pay-per-view is. Fastlane?
It's probably like next week, dude.
It's actually...
having weekly pay-per-views.
It's crazy, man. But love that. Jimmy Uso, what do you think? How's he doing solo so far? No pun intended.
He's doing okay. You know, not as good as I thought he would be doing. Especially because you used to say that Jimmy was like the more standout star.
I know. And I still believe that. But now it's like, this is his time to fucking prove me right or prove me wrong.
Yeah. And you still believe that after what main event Jey Uso has done?
You know,
he's a little louder and more charismatic. I'll give him like not it's, more it's charismatic. Like a difference. He's a little louder and like faster and like quippier. But yeah, he's just not. I don't know. There's something awkward about him coming out alone. There, he's going for like a thing that's like weird. You know, like something about his music and the way he's coming out with like the bandana over his neck. I'm like, what are you going for?
I don't know.
It seems slimy. Yeah.
It's part
so we'll
of it.
We'll see.
He's still cooking. He's heating up. We're simmering down low. But it's small potatoes for the Bloodline, this Jimmy storyline. But it's a big thing for him to finally see what he can do. And it's just like, is he in? Is he out? He turned on his brother. But then why does he want
to
be back with Roman?
AJ, though.
You know?
Which is lame.
But he's a heel. You know, he could lose.
I guess, but
he's got to hit rock bottom. He's got to go crazy. You know, he's got to lose it before something happens with Roman. I don't know if that's confirmed.
If I don't lose it, I'm going to booze it. Everyone get to it, right? Hollywood Undead, people. If you don't know Hollywood Undead, maybe the best thing for you.
Is Roman confirmed? Do you know if Roman's going to be at the Ball Arena?
No, John Cena's confirmed. Nothing on Roman. I want to see Roman and John Cena square up.
That's what I'm saying. That'd be crazy if you
need
got
to
that.
See Roman, John Cena, and CM Punk in a ring, and then them both just beat up CM Punk and send him packing with a little rucksack. He's like, nobody wants me, and they're like, no.
It's the fucking the hobo with like a stick tied to the handkerchief.
Yeah. CM Punk, like, turning back and looking, being like, please? I'm like, no, get out of here.
But one thing I did want to ask you, though, is I don't know if you caught on Raw that because Jey Uso is now part of the roster,
yes,
there's going to be a trade to SmackDown. Yes. Who do you think is going to be traded to SmackDown?
I'm trying to think who the fuck is big enough, because it has to be a Roman challenger, or what's the point, you know?
It's so clear that you can't even see it. It's going to be Cody fucking Rhodes, dude. Cody's the one that set it up. So he's like, bring Jay over here because I'm coming to SmackDown to finish my beef with Roman.
Yeah, it almost felt too obvious for them to do it, but that is the best thing they could do. Oh my God, dude. We're getting months of, wait for it, Cody Rhodes teaming up with L.A. Knight as the two biggest baby faces in the company.
My God. I mean, I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all.
It's what's going to be happening. Yeah.
Who else could it be, though? Like, you know, it's got to be Cody, right? Like,
I mean, yeah, who else is even worth taking over from fucking Raw?
What, nobody.
Drew McIntyre? They just got him off SmackDown.
It's got to be Cody, dude. So that we can tell when he wins, we can tell a story that's slightly longer than the, you know, Royal Rumble to Mania. It's almost like tale as old as time. You got to get fucking start a little early, you know. You get him in some multi-man so we can do like a Survivor Series Team Roman versus Team Rhodes, you know?
Yeah.
Type beat. So it's like they can face off, but it's not like one-on-one. So,
The Rumble. And then also he can feud with the Judgment Day. The Judgment Day is on both, and the Judgment Day is like teaming up with the Bloodline. They presented AJ Styles as an offering to Solo Sikoa.
Yeah. It's interesting. That's why it's such cool shit that Triple H is doing with this. There's like so many moving parts, but it all kind of like doesn't overwhelm you because it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just, I mean, you know, there's a lot of moving parts here. And I really like that the tag titles can, that like it's like a storytelling element to this type of degree that you're, you know, you get to bleed storylines across like every single show. It's crazy. Crazy
you
stuff.
Think we're doing War Games this year again?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that was just a one-time thing and they might alternate. We might have a War Games match, but that just might be too much. I think that where WWE is as a business right now and like the star power they have, I feel like just one ring Survivor Series, because Survivor Series hasn't necessarily meant anything in so long. You know what I mean?
I mean, agree.
Like last year was War Games, and like, you know, they always talk about, you know, your classic 80s, 90s Survivor Series tag team 5-on-5 matches, whatever. And like, business is booming, dude. Like, let's get the marks out with their fucking paychecks to go fill out a stadium to see Team Roman versus Team Cody. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't think there's 5 main eventers, 10 main eventers to put on each side, though.
Well, you just got it's Roman and the Bloodline, whoever else fills that role. And then Cody could also team with Kevin, Sammy, Jay, Uso, you know.
Maybe if they made it 6 and they did Roman, right? Solo, Jimmy.
Oh, and the Judgment
Damian,
Day?
Damian, Finn,
fuck.
Dominic.
Versus Team Rhodes? Oh, man.
Versus Team
Rhodes.
Team
America?
Yeah, and it's like Seth, LA Knight, Kevin, Sammy, one other.
Jay Uso. Jay. Boom. We fucking booked this shit.
We booked perfectly. It. But I think that should be a War Games. Truly.
Could be. That would also be
You could also
an
do
epic
3 versus
games.
3 versus 3 War Games. Like the first War Games in NXT. And you do, you know, Roman, Jimmy, Solo, the 3 Judgment Day, and then just like LA Knight, Jay, and Cody.
No, I mean, yes, I'm betting on. If I am a betting man, I'm a bet on classic 5-on-5 because it's like,
I think that it's been so fucking boring for so long, that type of match, that classic 5-on-5, you know, and it used to be
star power?
So awesome, and it used to be so awesome that they want to even give it longer for it to become nostalgic again. But also, you raise a point just insofar as right now, Gotta hit while the iron's hot, you know? Make Survivor Series cool as fuck again, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's it. I told you, we booked it. We had it.
6-on-6. Let's do it. Yeah.
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 God, LA Knight's going to be so good in that match, too. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be so good.
He sort of sucks it out at multi-man matches.
I think that it's perfect. He could, yeah, from the ropes and then do his fucking people's elbow and his Stone Cold Stunner and get out of there.
I love his people's elbow so much.
It's good. So fun. I like his finish, too, you know?
Yeah, I love his finish. It's really cool, the whatever it is, blunt force trauma.
BFT. You know, circling back over here, you know, we talked about Jimmy before. You know, it was Jey Uso's first night of Monday Night Raw. Do you think he's still a main event Jey Uso? Where's his stock for you right now?
Yeah, he's main event Jey Uso. I don't think you can take that away. I don't think he needs Roman. What did he do on... Oh, yeah, Monday, he's just getting ostracized by everybody.
And it's also, like I said, the hug that's going to fucking send Kevin Owens over the edge, you know?
Yes. Also, speaking of hugs, did you notice how Adam Pearce was, like, white with everybody? And then when he saw Jey Uso, they, like, dapped each other up and came in for, like, the arm in half hug. And it was like the Key and Peele sketch with Barack Obama, like, dapping up black people.
Hey, man.
If you didn't notice that, you have to go back and watch it because, like, Adam Pearce, he's like, Jey Uso's like, yo, what up, AP? And then Adam Pearce comes in and, like, what's up, man? They, like, dab each other up in, like, a hood way. It's so fucking funny.
I got that clip for you later. I got you. But yeah, dude, did you pop for Sami Zayn? This is that you booked this last week, you know, the will they, won't they storyline. It's exactly how it played out over here, you mm-hmm. know?
Dude, just wait until the beats keep going at fucking Survivor Series, and it's the reason why Kevin Owens is one of the first people pinned in the match and can't fight, and it's because Sami Zayn is, like, helping Jey Uso instead, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's coming. Shit, this story, like, dude.
It's
WrestleMania
coming.
40, that match, KO versus Sami, it's going to be so good.
We're going to have KO versus Sami and Jimmy versus Jey.
Woo!
Oh, buddy.
Cody versus Blood Roman, and it's going to matter. It's going to
yeah.
be good.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be brazy.
Well,
CM Punk versus
Seth Rollins.
Yeah. Dude.
Absolutely. Dude, that's exactly where that's
that
going.
That is the way, by the way, to book the Royal Rumble. You have Cody come in at one. And you think he's going to win. 30, Cult of Personality takes out Cody. His way of taking out the Elite. Oh, Reddit's in fucking shambles. Please.
Man.
Please.
It's going to be good. And he goes after Seth. Easy peasy. Man. We're booking this tonight, huh? We're really booking the next year for wrestling.
The marks are on the mic. And Zorro is Sonny Chiba's son.
You know, speaking of Zorro, it's a great segue over here. What are your thoughts on the Shinsuke Nakamura, you know, the whole story? Like, what's going on with him and how he's still in the main event picture on Raw?
I'm liking it. He also looks just so fucking cool. I'm glad that he's going to be challenging at Fastlane, right?
Mm-hmm. I hope so,
fucking,
right?
Yeah. I'm down with that. I'm super down with that. I think it's the way to do it. Give Shinsuke a fucking chance, man. He worked me in that first match. But unfortunately, Seth Rollins is holding this until he fights CM Punk at Mania, you know? It's just already been decided.
I will gladly take those Demi's bets at Fastlane where Nakamura takes the world title. Because, yeah, man, something about, you know, Triple H just letting Shinsuke talk in Japanese and saying he's going to be world champion in Japanese. Like, I fucking believe him, dude. And
I know.
It's like, you know, I hope that he doesn't end up like Finn and he takes 3 L's. But look at Finn now, dude. Finn's on top of the fucking world.
I know, dude. The Judgment Day looks so stacked with all those titles. The double tag champs look so fucking cool.
Like, they really do.
Finn, his tiny body completely covered by both titles. And then Damian with both titles, like fucking wings with his fucking briefcase.
It's pretty good. It's fucking sick.
Dominic cannot get a fucking word in. They turn his mic down like a little bit, and he's like yelling, and the crowd is like, you're not allowed to talk. Every time he comes out, it's like after Roman beat The Undertaker. Except it's every single time, you know?
It's every fuck, and at this rate, it's every fucking night at WWE, dude. He's on all shows. He's crazy.
He's
pulling triple duty week after week. It's fucking crazy.
I love it. They were talking about Rhea in India. What's going on? Is the India tour already started? Is that where John Cena is?
I think that, I don't know if it's the tour. I think it's just they're doing press, but there might be like a little house show. That might have happened already, but you know.
Okay, they're doing press and stuff. And so, are there going to be episodes there, or are they just doing a big super show pay per view there?
I think it's a PLE. I could be wrong about that, but they're not doing a great job of promoting it. I don't think. I think it's going to be like a new one, kind of how like Crown Jewel is Saudi Arabia.
WWE Taj Mahal. WWE Peepley. Yes. WWE Mumbai Dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I can't wait for WWE Mumbai Dream.
Me too. I mean, they're not doing a great job of promoting it because I don't even know what date it is. And I feel like, you know, Fastlane is closer. I mean, is further away than this India tour. So, I don't know, man. We'll see.
Superstar Spectacle 2023?
What day is it on, though?
I don't know. 1996 well, tour. I'll let you know. You vamp. Well, get to vamping.
The main event of Raw was Chad Gable versus Gunther for the Intercontinental title, dude. He beat the Honky Tonk Man for the longest reigning Intercontinental champion of all time.
It was on Friday.
Oh, it already happened already?
It was on September 8th. That's where Rhea was? She was at the Superstar Spectacle with John Cena? That's why they weren't on SmackDown? I'm sitting here watching SmackDown while the Superstar Spectacle is happening? Is this not on Peacock?
Definitely not. They didn't promote that at all. You know, we'd be
Damn,
talking about it
that
this episode.
Sucks. Was Roman there? There's no bigger fandom of Roman Reigns since his inception. Since this man debuted on the main roster in the Shield than India as a whole, okay? I've seen the Bollywood fan edits, all right? They love Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns' career is probably in thanks to the people of India. When they were like, you guys have been cheering him, you want him to be the guy, it's probably the algorithm shifted in the entire world from the Indian fans. So if Roman Reigns wasn't there, then I don't even know what to fucking say. I don't even know what to say.
So it didn't say that, it says for digital subscribers in India, I think you were able to watch it. Yeah, you can't watch it anywhere else but India. Isn't that crazy?
That's
it was
crazy.
John Cena.
Great Khali was there.
Was he really?
I'm seeing this in a 1 minute clip right now.
This is interesting. Interesting.
Matt Riddle was there? Come on.
Because it says it was Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Indusheer for the Undisputed Tag Team titles, which doesn't make any sense because they lost that. So I don't know if it's like a different timeline. They're working off different canon, like they just wanted to put the belts on them just so it's like it means something.
It ended in a no contest. Drew McIntyre and then Kevin Owens, they fought again. Because then Drew McIntyre got involved with Jinder Mahal in a six-man match. And then Natalya defeated Zoe Stark. What? Come on. Put Zoe Stark over. Whoa, Gunther versus Shanky?
That, I have the wrong card. Definitely. Like, I do not see any of those matches.
Braun Breaker defeated Odyssey Jones in a singles match. Then Rhea Ripley fought Natalya again? Natalya's pulling double duty. And then John Cena and Seth freaking Rollins defeated Imperium. Damn. In a tag match. Crazy.
What a perfect segue to Gunther becoming the longest Intercontinental Champion of all time. Saved it. Circled it back. Any thoughts on Gunther and his match with Chad Gable and making the girl cry?
Big, big, big congrats to Gunther. Nobody deserves it more than him. I think it was like Rosenberg talking about it, or maybe, no, it was Shoemaker. He had this idea of like Honky Tonk should have been watching from a TV throwing his beer every time Gunther got closer. I thought that was really funny and cute. They should have done something like that. But dude, congrats, Gunther. You fucking deserve it. So awesome. And now you can lose. The man is finally killable. The beast's head can finally come off. You know, the dragon can be slain. Now things are going to get interesting. I can finally get worked by the false finishes.
For sure. But he's dropping that title at Mania 40. That's another Mania match right there. Gunther loses his reign. Yeah.
You think it'll be it? They'll save it for Mania?
I think so, because, like, why not have Gunther get to, like, 700 days, you know? Why not?
Yeah.
1,000 has been done before, you know? But 700 sounds cool.
Yeah. Well, it'll be, like, I don't know. It just hit, like, 370 or 380 or something. He just passed a year.
So it'll be, like, something like that.
Yeah, it'll be, like, 5.
Yeah. Still that's pretty good.
Good. Yeah. It's 5-something. Fuck yeah, dude. It's a good reign.
Before we get out of here, you want to talk about the fucking Miz, dude? Goated. The Miz, the greatest of all time.
Having an invisible match with John Cena and almost losing. He was putting invisible John Cena over like crazy. I was like, I thought Miz was about to lose, dude. I thought he was about to take a back bump and like sell on the ground. I was like, if Miz does this, he is like the goat of goats.
Dude, that would have been so beautiful. I can't believe he did the fucking, he did the thing. He did the gimmick. The you can't see me. It's finally here, you know? The first person to ever do it literally interviewed an invisible John Cena. And like you said, had a match almost with John Cena.
It was crazy.
It's crazy.
It was hype when just the cameraman was selling it. The cameraman was like following him. I was like, damn, they fucking going for this.
I love Miz, dude. He's so good. I can't wait. I hope he does some more stuff with LA Knight. I'm sure that feud's not over. They're still, you know, on the mic back and forth every week. So it's like, it's a perfect thing because you want to see both of these guys. You don't want to see them wrestle that much. You want to see them talk. You want to see them shit on each other. And sometimes Miz wins those promo battles, you know? Sometimes LA Knight flubs,
you know? Miz is not easy to beat in a promo battle, you know? Miz is, like, one of the most competent people ever, and if he flubs a word, nobody can get away better with flubbing a word than the Miz. When other people tell the crowd to shut up, it's like, oh, you're covering something. When Miz does it, it's like, oh, we got this guy mad, haha. It just works better, dude. Miz is the fucking best. He's so fucking fun. Ugh. I love this. You know, Miz always is able to bring up backstage shit, you know? He's able to bring up all the criticisms of LA Knight, and it's really cool because it has to be brought up, or it's like, is LA Knight ducking this criticism? You know, is the WWE trying to hide it? And then, one, it does that. It brings it up so it's not this weird hidden thing. And two, it's like, oh, the Miz is saying it, so it's lame, you know? So it does both. Do we want to see the Miz bring up the backstage shit of CM Punk?
That would be a good feud too, dude. Miz would fucking cook his ass on the mic and in the ring, dude.
Cook his ass.
And in the
ring, he'd be like, you're the guy that used to make fun of me that says that you were way more hardcore. Like you can't even hold down a job.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that's it, dude. The top fucking four feuds is LA Knight, the Miz, Roman, and Cody. It's so good.
A secret fifth, John Cena. Please.
Got to. At least one that's more like, time around, you know?
There's no, like, one of the best feuds of all time, you know? John Cena's best rivals, to me, are Punk and AJ. But I wasn't around for, like, you know, Edge.
That's the only other person it could probably be at this point in John's career, too, you know?
I'm surprised Edge didn't want to do something with John Cena. It could have been good. Instead, he wanted to do a bunch of mid with Randy Orton, everybody else he touched.
Yeah. Edge always just catching fucking strays from you. Just like, you know, just,
he can't.
Anyway, you could fit him in.
Poor guy. Can't not catch a damn stray.
Oh, man. But I think that's about it, right? That's all the wrestling that we fucking talked about this week, right?
Do you think Edge is going to go to AEW?
At this point,
it's going to be soon.
I think so. And why not? You know, get out of here.
I can give you a buttload of reasons why not. But no, continue. You were saying?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, there's no stories for him to tell here, especially like if he is getting old and up there. The only story that us marks really want to see him do is a Christian one, you know? As in, what I'm saying is, like, if there's only one feud left ever for Edge, it should be Christian. And Christian's in AEW. Sure, we should definitely get Edge versus Kenny Omega. We should definitely get fucking... What's going on? I don't want any of this.
I don't want any of this. I keep him away from Christian. Christian's doing the best. He's going to ruin Christian's gimmick. Keep him away from Kenny Omega. He's going to try to do a 40-minute Kenny Omega match and end up looking like Jericho.
Here's the thing.
Oh, no, he's going to make Kenny Omega do a 40-minute Edge match. Oh, no.
But here's the thing, dude. When they fucking do that shit in AEW at a Canada Dynamite, no one's going to bat an eye. People are going to eat that shit up easy. And then Christian comes out and fucking cost the match. Oh, come on.
Hey, dude, maybe I'll like Adam Copeland more than I like Edge. You know, maybe I'll be the biggest fucking Adam Copeland fan ever. It's possible. People are different.
I'm saying.
On the other side. You know, we have Keith Lee, one of the greatest NXT wrestlers of all time. And now we have, you know, Keith Lee, the guy feuding with Ricochet over Anime Drip. Speaking of, I win, guys. My Dandadan shirt negs your shit. All right? You don't even got fucking Drip like me.
You're going to get fucking us blocked and all accounts created by Keith Lee, you know, and not the good TikTok one, you know, that people actually like and people actually know. But anyway, on that note, you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Five Borough Foodie, Best Food Foodies on YouTube. It's the merger. You know, we're expanding global. What plugs do you have, sir?
It's a beautiful thing. I have no personal plugs. If you want to see some fucking raunchy, cool, crazy, bloody, sexy art, you go follow kitten.puke at kitten.puke on Instagram. You want to see some fucking crazy, you want to see some real fucking art, you go check that out. For me, that ain't my art. That's some real art. You want to see some shit. My plugs at Illegal Tactics Podcast on TikTok and Instagram. We making some memes. We're talking about how AEW fans don't wipe their shit. So,
come check it out.
Gunther's making kids cry. Tony Khan's fucking shit up. AEW fans ain't wiping their butts.
Thank you, as always, for liking, subscribing, telling your friends. Catch you on the next one. Go watch some wrestling.
Peace out, buddy. Go watch some One Piece. Love you all.